Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Chof Aleph in the Art Scholars of Hadar edition. Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph, starting Amud Aleph in the second line. Says the Gemara Tani Omer of Shimon Lozor Moitim B'Chamar U'B'Silel. B'Chamar U'B'Silel agree Shem Shnei Tavshilin. You need to have two Tavshilin, two dishes, in order to do a Erev Tavshilin. Alma Nichliku Ala Dogo V'Ala Beitzo Sheshileh. When you have fish and you have eggs spread on the fish, Shebichamar U'Im Tavshilecha. That's one Tavshilin. It's only fish. We still learn state of shilim. The egg is considered to be its own dish. If he crumbled eggs on top of a salty fish, he didn't spread it on top. Or shechidach kaflu tachas adag. Or he put a vegetable below the fish. Or shebishel shnei minim bigderi. He had two different items cooked in the same pot. Shem state of shilim. Everybody agrees that's state of shilim. Again, the machlok is only when you have eggs spread on a fish. Aloha kedivri ha-talmid, we paskin like Reb Shimon Elazar, who's more machrin, he requires shteit tavshilin. And now like the Tanakama in the Mishnah, that he learned that one tavshil is good enough for, according to Besilel. Rav Amar, oimer ani, ain't pochas mikazayis. You need to have at least kazayis for every tavshilin. Leisa do pligo le abriuchanon, isn't this arguing abriuchanon, the abriuchanon Amar, alai val mishlo eruv. Person should do an eruv and say that the eruv is for me, and for anybody else, they did not do an eruv. Mashre, you don't have to have kazayis for each one, because it could be you have hundreds of people that didn't do an eruv. Mastisu b'seir le abriuchanon, have a brace like abriuchanon. Eruv tchilosu v'soifer in l'shir. Eruv doesn't have a shir, doesn't have to have a kazayis. There's the Gemara Yom Tov shechal yod b'erev Shabbos. Yom Tov happens on a Friday. In ma'arvim lo b'chatzeirus v'loi b'tchumim. Divir Amir, you can't do Erev Chatzeirus or Erev Tchumim because you're misakin, so you're not allowed to do tikkunim on Yom Tov. You could do Erev Chatzeirus, which puts the courtyard together, all the houses in the courtyard together, but you don't do Erev Tchumim. Explains the Gemara in Amud Beis. You can do Erev Chatzeirus, which is mutter on Yom Tov, so you could go and extend the heter to Shabbos. Tchumim is also in Yom Tov as well. So I can't fix in Yom Tov something which Yom Tov itself is aser. Is Tani Tani Umachlof. There's a Bryce that says the opposite. The Rabbanon were Machmir to say you can do both. And Ramir is the one who said he could do Erev Chatzeirus. Because there's a Bryce that's more Machmir Divrei Rabbanon, we have to be choshish to it. And therefore we don't do Erev Chatzeirus or Erev Tchumim on Yom Tov. Ravim Yer B'Shem Amzeirom and the Oved Tavois Me'ari of Minet Moil. The one who wants to do right, he should do it the day before Yom Tov. Should do it on Erev Yom Tov on Thursday. That's if you didn't do Erev Tavshilin, then you can prepare for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Avim also lo Erev Tavshilin, which allows him to do preparation for Yom Tov to Shabbos, mutter. So you can do Erev Chatzeres because you're allowed to prepare for Yom Tov to Shabbos through the Erev Tavshilin. Says, no, Erev Tavshilin just allows you to prepare things for the meal. Not to prepare mechitzos, which means to do eruvim, eruv chatzeros. That Erev Tavshilin does not apply to. So therefore he disagrees, and the Erev does not help. The Erev Tavshilin will not help to do an Erev chatzeros. Halacha beis is the Mishnah, chal yois achar HaShabbos, if Yom Tov falls on a Sunday, v'sham oremi madbilim esakoyim lifnei HaShabbos. Everything you need to be tar, anything you need for the mikvah, you have to do before Shabbos, because you can't do it on Shabbos. Any kalim, any dishes, any vessels you have to do before Shabbos. The Odom b'Shabbos. Odom mikveh could go even on Shabbos. So the Gemara masniso b'kalim gedolim. We're talking about big dishes, big vessels. Aval b'kalim ktanim, if you talk about small dishes, ma'im alemu madbilum. So he could trick it, he could do a haroma. What's the haroma? He's going to say, I'm using the small kalim to draw water, to fill up with water, and while he's drawing with water, so he may be a mikvah for them as well. The more brings examples to that, Tani Rabbi Shayo, Memalu Odom Kli Tome Minabur, priest can fill, take a Kli, which is Tome, fill up water from a pit, and then have in mind for it to work for Tvila as well. Tani, Novel Dil Yil Toichabur, if his bucket fell into the pit, Novel Kalev Toichabur, or his clothing fell into the pit, Ma'im Aleum Matbilum, as he's picking them up, he can have in mind that it's going to work for Tefillah as well. So Tefillah and Shabbos directly is considered to be a Tikkun Kli, you can't do it. But if you're doing it for another purpose and Mimele it happens, that's a Aroma, which is Mutter. With this, we conclude, you shall me Beitzo Dav Chof Aleph.